This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Talks between world powers and Iran get back underway today, aimed at persuading Iran to ease back on its nuclear program. Iran is looking for relief from economic sanctions. The last round of talks ran into a disagreement over Iran's insistence that its right to enrich uranium should be recognized by the international community. The BBC's James Reynolds is at the conference center in Geneva, where the media are awaiting updates from negotiations. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
If these talks show some progress, any sense of which sanctions might be eased first?
The United States will probably try to ease sanctions when it comes to some of the frozen assets that Iran holds in overseas banks. And the indications we're getting suggest that perhaps up to $10 billion in frozen assets could be released, although I stress that that's still an educated guess and not a confirmation.
What would be the strategy if indeed some overseas assets were unfrozen? Those could be refrozen if the negotiations did not progress?
That's what the White House says, and it's tried to make clear, particularly to a very skeptical Congress, that sanctions relief would be reversible. Essentially, the White House wants to look at sanctions relief that the White House itself could control and not have to go through Congress. Because one of the big problems Mr. Obama faces is that if Congress imposes a sanction, it's only Congress that can lift it.
The BBC's James Reynolds in Geneva. James, thank you.
My pleasure, David.